A call for a more solid safety net for America's farmers today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. The Trump mega bill that was passed earlier this month included provisions normally found in the Farm Bill, such as farmer safety net programs and the SNAP program. In the Farm Policy Facts podcast, host Tom Sell offered this.
We've been doing these ad hoc things, but those are inefficient from a farmer's standpoint, right? You can't kind of plan on it. And so Congress has to come in and do kind of more than it ordinarily would. And one of the points I always like to make is making long-term investments in a farm bill, something that a farmer can kind of count on, is better, more efficient use of taxpayer dollars than doing these ad hoc year by year, we got to meet the need, kind of hand-to-mouth disaster programs at the end of the year.
Sal's guest was John Newton, who heads Terrain, a service that provides insights and analysis to customers of four regional farm credit associations.
What really concerns me is when we start to look at 2026. I mean, if you look at University of Missouri's Food Ag Policy Research Institute, their projections for commodity prices next year are flat to lower across the board. And we just saw USDA's projections for input costs in 2026. So you combine any slowdown in dairy margins, any slowdown in cattle prices, and all of a sudden, we could see a pretty steep drop in farm income.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.